group therapy is going on right now here on Joe and Mackenzie. If you want to be part of it, DM us. Porkchop tries to set it up and get you on as quickly as possible to help you at 833-563-2539. That's the number to call, or Joe and Mackenzie on Instagram. This morning, let's go right to it. Matthew, welcome to the show. What's going on with you, and how can we try to help?
Guys, oh my God. I'm freaking out a little bit. I'm going to be like brutally honest and as transparent as possible here. I have a new girlfriend, and she's great. She's beautiful, and she's a little younger than I'm used to, and she's wealthy also. So, like, perfect on paper. Seriously, I don't want to mess this up, but, and this is a big but, the thing is, not a day goes by that I don't think of someone else. Like, literally, the one that got away, I tried to suppress it. I'm telling myself to move on, to just let go, you know, let go, but I can't.
Okay, so tell us about the one that got away. Is this like, is it an ex-girlfriend, I assume?
Yeah. She's like, I mean, yeah. Everything reminds me of her. You know, I'm trying to keep myself busy. I got this new girl, but just, she's the best person I've had in my life.
How long has this been? Like, I mean, you have a new girl now. Like, how long ago were you with this old one that got away? Like, and how quickly did you get into this new relationship? Because maybe you got in too fast. You know what I mean? Maybe you really didn't move on.
Or take time to heal.
Well, I mean, it's been months and months since we have had any contact whatsoever. But, I mean, like, I just keep going back to it. Like, I was just immature. And, like, I felt like I wasn't ready for commitment, you know, when we were together. And I kind of treated her badly.
So you treated your ex badly?
Yeah, she's my ex. And I can't stop thinking of her, you know? Like, she's warm. She's beautiful, you know? She's really loving. And, you know, she's kind of out of my league. And I was the one who ruined it, not her. She was the best person I've ever had in my life. So
you have major regret, it sounds like.
That's all I'm hearing. I'm hearing nothing about the new girl. I'm hearing only about his previous girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I made no effort with her.
Do you feel like sometimes in a past,
whatsoever.
Do you think because you're in a new relationship, sometimes then you realize, I feel like honestly, sometimes it does take a new relationship to realize what you had.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah. I'm thinking about her so much. I'm checking up on her social media secretly, you know, but
that's not good.
You know, I'm afraid to reach out to her.
You're afraid? You know, why?
Well, she might, I don't know, she probably hates me for just like not reaching, like ghosting her pretty much.
Well, what about, I mean, you know? Your current girlfriend though too, I don't think she would want you to reach out to a former flame. I wouldn't want my wife Lindsay to reach out to a former guy.
But is this new girlfriend, how new is this? Is this like really new?
It's been like a couple months. I mean, okay. It's a thing. It's not just like we met last week, you know, it's like it's real, but I can't stop thinking about, you know, the one that got away. Yeah. Like, okay. So that's why I'm calling. Like what should I reach out?
I think it's going to bug you until you do.
But he has a girlfriend. No, he shouldn't reach out.
So there was no closure. But how did it end with this ex that you still are, like, carrying in your heart? How did it end?
Well, okay. There was literally no closure. I mean, I was being a jerk, and we stopped talking, and then I just never reached out again. So, like, I miss her. You know, I miss her face and like hearing her voice, and she always made me feel so good. And like,
I think you're still in love with her.
Oh my gosh, you think? This is the most obvious thing we've ever had. 833-563-2539. What should Matthew be doing here? I mean, my first thing is break up, right? And go after his ex, because that's what it sounds like he wants to do anyways.
I think he should definitely break up with the girl he's with right now, but maybe not reach out to the ex. I think maybe he needs to give it more time.
I mean, she's great, though. I don't, like, that's the thing. Like,
is your ex with someone else? Because you said you've been stalking her on social media. Has she already moved on, the girl that has your heart?
I have no idea. Like,
so is that why you're scared? So if you put it all out there, you don't know if.
Oh, I would be crushed for real if she was with someone else. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's going on in her life or anything. But like, yeah,
dude, I think you need to shoot your shot.
I would just like flip.
I think you need to shoot your shot.
Can you hang on?
Sure.
All right, what should Matthew do in the situation? Mackenzie says shoot the shot. I say at the very least break up with his current girlfriend now.
Therapy.
What do you think?
Therapy?
I think Matthew wants to see if he can get the one he truly loves back, and if not, he wants to stay.
Whatever's comfortable?
Yeah.
All right, 833-563-2539. Matthew can hang on and hopefully get some help from you coming up next here on Joe and Mackenzie with Group Therapy.
Call Joe and Mackenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Matthew is, it sounds like stuck on his ex. He has a girlfriend now, but him and the other girl broke up several months ago, and he doesn't know what to do if he should go after the one that got away.
Yeah, he's saying he regrets how it ended with his ex. Because they just kind of ghosted her and he was immature. And now he's like, I feel like that does happen though, more times than not. Like you get with someone new to get over heartbreak or over someone else. And then it just makes you want that person even more.
833-563-2539. Also social media wise, it's Joe and Mackenzie.
Rod on Twitter said, let that one go away. I understand you think you can't get over her, but you will in time. Embrace your new girlfriend or even someone new, but do not reach out. And then Vicky said, I think Matthew should break up with his current girlfriend, but not immediately go after his ex. Give it some time to heal.
Wow. Okay. So two saying do not reach out.
All right, Matthew, we got you there, right, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, we're going to try to get you some help this morning for group therapy at 833-563-2539 and hopefully put you right down the right path. Amy, thank you for calling in. You're on with Matthew. What did you want to tell him?
I just heard some of the things that other people were giving advice about, but I think that it may help if he does reach out and say, I'm sorry, don't let this ruin, your mentality going forward with other couples. I was immature, maybe the closure will help. But I also think that he shouldn't keep his current girlfriend in the dark about how he's feeling, regardless of how it ends up. If he regrets treating his ex like crap, he shouldn't, do it to his current girlfriend. He needs to learn and grow from it and not do that to others.
But it sounds like to me, though, Amy, and I don't know if Matthew will admit it or not, sounds like, Mackenzie right up too, he wants to go back to the ex. Like, he feels like that's the one that went away. How do you approach that? Like, hey, I know I have a girlfriend right now, but I think I might want to leave her to be back with you.
Maybe if he opens up to his ex, admitting how he was, like what I was saying for him to do to begin with, maybe she'll end up saying, okay, maybe we can try and give it another shot. You never know.
My opinion is that life is too short. If you love someone, tell them. If you miss someone, tell them. Everybody just so many times just holds everything inside. Words are not said. And it just, that is crushing to me. She might be thinking of him every day just the same. And they're each other's person. But they're not because of like ego or pride or they're scared.
But isn't that disrespectful to the new relationship?
But if his heart's not in it, he doesn't love this new girl. He's still, like his heart is with his ex. And he's with her because he doesn't know if the ex hates him now because he was such a jerk or if she'll in fact take him back. And that's just, she shouldn't be the new girl because she looks good on paper and good on as a convenience if he doesn't even love her.
Matthew, I mean, let's be honest here. It sounds like, I don't want to put words in your mouth, none of us do, but it sounds like you really, really, really want to get back with your ex, which you feel like is the one that got away. Do you think you're just kind of like, this is a rebound thing with your current girl?
She is a catch. I don't want to like let that go.
Honestly,
no one compares to my ex, though.
But I was gonna say,
this is the facts. She's irreplaceable.
He said nothing. Matthew, you've said nothing, and I'm not trying to attack you. I'm just trying to lead you in the direction. Have you heard him say anything great about his current girl? I've heard nothing. Not saying she's bad, but everything's about the ex. About the ex. About the ex.
So he has admittedly said that he was immature in his past relationship. How do we know he's still, yeah. I mean, if it's only been like months, if it's only been less than a year, he might still be just immature and just wanting what he can't have. Because I know so many guys that have these great girls and then they end up like ending because the guys are jerks or they mess up or they're immature and they want to have fun. And then once the girl's gone out of their life, they just want what they can't have. And that's the only reason why they want them back.
This is interesting right here, guys. A tweet that we got. You could interact with us. Joan McKenzie from Leah says, I went back to the one that got away. I was reminded why it didn't work out in the first place. I'm now happily married for 8 years to the one I kicked to the curb to try things again with the one that got away. Remember, there's a reason it didn't work the first time. And I'm not trying to bring it down, Matthew, but I mean, we could do all these scenarios in our heads, but who knows?
Matthew, are you prepared for if you do reach out to this ex, like she might be like, no, you treated me horribly, deuces. Like, I don't want anything to do with you.
Oh, that would be like the worst thing ever. I don't even want to think about that. But I mean, how do I even know?
I think you do it and call us back. Let us know what happens.
Yeah, Matthew. Yeah, I wish the best for you, man. It's just, I think we all agree. I don't even think he should be in a relationship right now.
But I think you should reach out because it's in your heart. You're going to sit and you're going to want to, and it's going to eat away at you. So just do it and see what happens.
Yeah, go ahead, Jobs.
Yeah. And have a happy Valentine's Day.
Well, I was going to say this. Break up today so you don't have to do anything on Valentine's Day because you obviously don't like the girl you're with anyways.
Oh.
Save the money, dude.
Oh, wow.
You're welcome.
Wow.
I'm just trying to save the guy money. There's no love there, okay? Usually we do better with group therapy. Today, not so much.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
All right, coming up next, this is awkward because Liv's parents are actually in the building. Are we still going to talk about what you got paid to do?
Oh, goodness. Now I'm rethinking this.
All right. I think we're going to talk about what Liv got paid by some guy to do. I don't know because her parents are here. So give us like 2 minutes and we'll have a discussion and see if it's possible. If not, we'll do something else.